My dear friends, this past Thursday, I presided over yet another tragic and very challenging funeral. Our parishioners, Bill and Mary Griffith, in fact, I've seen them there sitting in that pew for many years, and they are here with us today. They were burying their 31-year-old son, Kent Griffiths. Fine young man, very loved, worked at Walmart, and an unsuspected blood clot did him in. This was a very special funeral. One of the things that I was a little unsure about was that I heard that Mary and Bill wanted to talk and speak from the pulpit at their son's funeral. I had asked that they write their feelings down and make sure I get to see it before it is. And when I read what they had written, I said to them, this can't just be another eulogy. You've got to make this part of the homily. So I invited them to begin the homily with what they said. And here is what Bill said. He said, I'm nervous, scared, confused, as I know many of you are also. However, please know that we are not alone. And then, after honoring Kent in the most realistic and honest way, Bill went to talk about faith. He said, a tragedy like this questions your faith and your beliefs. My grandma Walsh was such a person of faith. She never missed church. In fact, usually arrived almost an hour early, oftentimes transporting her sisters to and fro. She would kneel by her bed each night and pray despite how long she worked on the farm that day. I wish I was more like her. I want to think that I'm a person of faith, but oftentimes it is only when it is convenient to me. It is much like the words of the Dierks Bentley song, A Better Believer, in which he sings about his blessings but takes them for granted. Kent is helping me become a better believer. You might wonder why, on the day when the readings are all about humility, why I have chosen to begin my homily, and in fact in the rest of my homily, reflect about how Mary and Bill encountered their son's death. I'm doing this because I want to reflect on humility as a question of posturing, or how we position ourselves. Jesus was at this Pharisee's house, and he saw people coming and taking positions of honor. And Jesus says to them, he says, don't posture yourselves that way. You are disciples. You have to position and posture yourselves differently. So he says, go and take the lowest of places. Posture yourselves differently. In other words, humility and its opposite, pride, are about how we position ourselves, or how we posture ourselves in relationship to God, with others, and with our own self. Mary and Bill's posture, as they reflected on their son's death, for me, it's a great example of humility. And I want to share that with you today. So in each of my points today, my 3 points, I'm going to talk about relationship with God, our posturing in relationship to others, and our posturing in relationship to ourselves. So first, our relationship with God. When tragedies like the ones that happened to the Griffiths happen, people take numerous postures in their relationship with God. Some people question God. Some people hold grudge against God. Some people even stop believing in God. And I'm not denying that doubt and anger and frustration with God, that that's not part of our growth in faith. I'm not denying that at all. In fact, the day that Kent died, I was in the hospital with them. I blessed the body. And one of the things Mary asked me was, "Father, is it okay to be angry with God?" And I said, "Yes, because it's an act of faith. Even your anger is an act of faith." But I was truly awestruck with Bill and Mary's posture on that day when they were burying their son. There was no questioning God. There was no lashing out against God, or even the question, "God, why have you done this to us?" No, it wasn't. Bill acknowledged his limitations when it comes to faith, and he wished that his faith was stronger. In fact, he's willing to learn from this tragedy. Learn not to take things for granted. Instead of getting caught up in self-pity, he surrendered himself and the situation to God. He wants this tragedy to make him a better believer. And this posture, where in the face of crisis, in the face of a great tragedy in their lives, this posture where, "Dear God, I do not understand this, but please let me learn from you as a result of this." See, that's a great posture of humility in relation to God. Our posture in relationship to other people. See, Jesus in today's gospel reading offers another measure of humility, our relationship with other people. He said, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors. Rather, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind." What is Jesus saying? I think he's saying that humility is about who we identify ourselves with and how we posture ourselves in relation to them. In his reflection, Bill and Mary talked about their experience at church the Sunday after Ken's death. That was last Sunday. They were sitting in the same place. And Bill said, this is what he writes, "At Sunday's Mass, a beautiful young family sat in front of us, including the young infant who oftentimes smiled at us at Mass. There was another young boy directly behind us. The family is one that I had never seen at Mass before. I believe that God and Kent put them there to comfort us and get us through that Mass. We were buffered and surrounded with reminders of what life can and should be." So here's my question. How is it possible that this grieving family, Mary and Kent, that they were able to find comfort in little children they had never seen before? See, I think it is because how they had postured themselves. Even as they were grieving, they were completely aware of their surroundings and people around them. It's a great posture. We live in a society where we are constantly invited to be self-absorbed. Hang the other person. It's all about you. Not them. Even on the day of the funeral, And there were many non-Christians and non-Catholics at this funeral. Most of the Walmart staff was here. Bill and Mary were more concerned about making sure that everybody felt welcome at this parish. And they acknowledged that this parish is very, very welcoming and there are no strangers here. They were more concerned about those who were at the funeral. Folks, in the strangest way, they gave more comfort to people than anybody could have consoled them. I met them at the beginning of Mass in the back over there to just share a few thoughts with them, and as I hugged them, I thought I was consoling them. Actually, the opposite happened. I struggled at this funeral for words to describe what I would do, but they had found the words. It's how you posture yourself in relationship to other people. And that's a great sign of humility. And then our posture with regard to ourselves. Mary, Kent's mother, said only a few words at the funeral mass. But she began this way. I was 19, newly married, and became pregnant right away. I was scared. But God rewarded me with the greatest gift possible, and that was Kent. Just plain, unpresumptuous, honest. Bill began his reflection by saying, I'm nervous, I'm scared and confused. However, please know that we are not alone. Folks, the honesty, the sincerity, the openness, the willingness to learn, this is the test of humility. And both Mary and Bill were exactly that. This is who we are. No pretensions, no masks. This is who we are. But something strange happened at the funeral as a result of their sharing. Even though Bill and Mary confessed their fears and their confusion, what came through was their courage and faith. I have to tell you, and the very fact that I'm including this in my Sunday homily, you know that this must have touched me greatly. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching them read, and I look at this congregation. They drew so much strength from their fear and their honesty, and they're just plain being people who are grieving in the presence of God. It was a very special funeral. And I have not been able to stop talking about them. So that's the paradox of humility. When you're humble, divine things happen. And that's what God says in today's readings. Sirach says, humble yourselves the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. And Jesus says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. In other words, humility has divine rewards. And that funeral showcased that. The more humble they were, the stronger they were, the better the congregation was. We are Christians. We believe in Jesus Christ. And the story of Jesus is one who humbled himself on the cross. In one sense, his posture before God and others and himself, that's the lesson for us. And two people showcase that in the light of a great tragedy. The bread and wine that we bring, folks, it's humble, simple bread. It's just plain wine. But we bring it up and we lay it on the altar, and this humble bread and simple wine, it becomes the means of our salvation. I guess God is asking us today to posture ourselves differently. May we learn that those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled. People of God, say. Amen. Bill and Mary, please know that a lot of people are praying for you. We love you. This congregation will keep you and your son Kent in your prayers as well. You're very special people.